Welcome back, everyone. We continue now with Shmir Salashin. Hope you had a wonderful Yontif. Shara Zechira Perik Yudgimel, Shir number 100. The Chavetz Chaim is discussing the dangers of the habitual speaker of Lashon Hara and how this person causes others to do averis as well. V'lif Amim. Relif Amin says the Chavetz Chaim, at times, Misarev Gamkein Harbi Shekev Leitzomus B'Seiches Yipurim. It's not just pure Lashon Hara, but there's also Sheker involved. The story changes. You ever play the game telephone? No, that's sometimes the children or the adults who are playing the game, they intend to, you know, make a little joke and change it. Sometimes they don't intend, and just between 5-10 people, sitting around the circle right there, it's just not the same thing 3 seconds later. V'lif amim is arev gamkin harbi sheker, harbi sheker, v'leit sonus v'soiches ipurim. Besides the Lashon Hara, there's a lot of sheker, and a lot of leit sonus, a lot of lying, and a lot of mocking and scoffing in the story as well. Besides for the slander. V'aydeizeh, Nasim gamkein mikat shakronim mikat leitzonim. And because of this, as we learn in Shari Tshuva, the person now also enters in the category of the group of leitzonim and shakronim, besides being in the category of the group of Bali Lashon Hara. Uvevada ye'onish lebesoif komi shenitpol lechabura haro hazu. And there's no question that person, that those who are involved, in other words, not just the speaker, but those who are laughing, and those who are patting him on the back, oh, that was a good one, they're also going to be punished for their participation. As we see from the Gemara in Makis Daf Heyim at Beis, when it comes to the witnesses, all you need is 2 witnesses. But if you had 20, if you had 80, if you had 100, all of those, all the witnesses will also be punished for their participation, even though they weren't halachically necessary. Like Amru Chazal, Lashon Hara Hayreges Shloisha, Lashon Hara kills 3 people. Ha'aymrei, the one who speaks it, V'mekabloi, and the one who accepts it, Umi Shenemar Lov, and the one who they spoke about as well. V'gam Yikosu Kulum L'mailai Dei B'Shem Chaburas HaResha. And all those people who are involved in the Lashon Hara are inscribed, are written down with an ink that does not erase. And with an ink, unless you do tshuva, unless the person does tshuva. And with an ink that is not dulled, that is hard to read. You know, sometimes you take a look at your notes from years ago, you find the pieces of paper, and you see the ink fades away. If you have it's interesting, your pencil could be erased, but it has the lead in there that keeps it stronger. But sometimes the pen that you wrote in, black or blue pen ink, it fades away. When it's inscribed in Shemayim, unless there's tshuva, it does not fade away. As we have learned from Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, V'alkein levad onshei hagadol shiyaviyehu over zeh l'olam haba, besides for the punishment and the punishments that await the person in l'olam haba, there's a horrific avera, there's a horrific punishment that comes with people who are responsible for causing others to sin. And that is, Ein maspikin biyod lasas tshuva. He does not get the opportunity to do tshuva. So therefore, it will be inscribed above and will be there. So when the person gets up there, it's being read. All of the Lashon Hara, and all of the Shakronim, and all of the Leitzonus. As Chazal tell us, Kol HaMachti Yisarabim Ein Maspikim B'yod Elasas Tshuva. The Mishnah in Perek Yovas, once again, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yudches. Whoever causes others to sin, to do averus, Ein Maspikim B'yod Elasas Tshuva. Now the words of Ein Maspikim B'yod Elasas Tshuva, they translate to mean, to say, he is not given the opportunity to do tshuva. But the real pshat is,
it's much more difficult to do tshuva. Which means, not that the person can't do tshuva. And I'm saying this because there are times a person will look back at his behavior and he'll say, oh my goodness, look what I've done. I spoke Lashon Hara. I sent out a joke, a text message, a WhatsApp, an email, a twit here and a twit there with all these different mishigas things we have. And I spoke Lashon Hara and I caused so many people to laugh at this individual. It says over here, Amos speak me other last of tshuva. I won't be able to tshuva. So that's not the pshat. The pshat is, it's going to be much more difficult. You can still do tshuva. But it can be much more difficult to do the tshuva. Because a person who is machti the others, a person who causes others to do avera, is the horrific avera called ha-machti is ha-rabim ein maspikin biyodin lasas tshuva. Therefore, we should realize the severity of what this means, and let's not talk about other people. When you sit down to eat with the family, with your family, you have to be careful. You start talking about other people. And that's a norm. That's what people do. And before you know it, we don't even realize it. Negative words start coming out. If you want to sit down and talk about shidduchim to help other people shidduchim in the proper setting with proper, and we have to learn hilchos lashon hara when you talk about shidduchim. If you want to help someone get a job, that's appropriate. These are conversations. But to talk about other people, it's a very slippery slope.